Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. In our ongoing series, God and Abraham, we are now ready for Genesis chapter 12 and the great and famous calling and command that God makes to Abram, whose name will become Abraham. Before we get into verse 1, let me use a little bit of time to remind you what we have talked about thus far in this series. Perhaps you remember we began with a lengthy introduction. We spoke of the Hebrews being a pilgrim people and about the value and importance of our father Abraham. Then we spoke of the Hebrew roots of being Christian and the significance of the Hebrew Bible in our lives as the people of God. All of those conversations pulled upon various scriptures, some within Genesis, but many beyond Genesis. And then we picked up the Genesis 11 text at verses 26 to 32 and focused on the people and the places in those verses. And finally, most recently, we solved two mysteries, or what appear to be mysteries, in the Bible related to the life of Abraham and his family. Because our time together is so short, this all took several weeks to develop. I hope you were with us for that, because it really is all necessary background for Abraham's life in the presence of Holy God. If you missed this, and or if you would like to listen to it again, you could do so anytime by getting the free podcast from godisministry.org. Right on the center of the homepage are all of the podcasts, each day's radio broadcast, listed by title and scripture. Just jump online at godisministry.org and get caught up. Regularly, listeners tell me I pack a lot into each day, so many of them listen more than once to catch all that is being said. They are making use of the podcast, and I hope you will as well. You can also subscribe to it and get the podcast automatically downloaded to your phone each Saturday. Just click the link to subscribe to the podcast on the bottom left-hand corner of the website's homepage. And do not forget to tell others about God Is. We want the Word of God to be heard and explained, don't we? We live in a world, even among other Christians, who ignore the Bible and what it says. Well, no wonder this world is in such a mess. God has spoken, and we have muted His voice. This is worse than tragic. This is a blatant evil. And so let's lovingly and patiently persuade people we know to spend these 12 or so minutes each weekday discovering who God is. What do you say? Will you help spread the word? If you have accounts on Facebook and Instagram, social media, you can help by visiting our pages, liking them, following us, and telling others about this. On both Facebook and Instagram, just search for God Is Podcast. That's God Is Podcast. Daily, we upload various posts designed to strengthen and encourage you in your life. Well, social media is filled with such junk, but we want to have a godly presence there, prayerful that the Holy Spirit will use God Is to draw people to Jesus Christ and His redeeming grace, as well as to help Christians live in this present evil age. Spread the word. www.godisministry.org and God Is Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And you can access our social media pages just by going to the God Is website and clicking the emoticons at the top right corner of the homepage, if that is easier for you. As we come to Genesis 12, verse 1, I want to take a step back at first and consider the book of Genesis as a whole. Genesis chapters 1 through 11, although they hurry along and can be read quickly, those chapters cover a period of over 2,000 years, a period as long as the rest of the Bible combined. But Genesis chapters 12 through 50 cover a period of just 350 years. In the first 11 chapters, we have the creation, the fall of man and woman into sin, the flood and the Tower of Babel. Creation, fall, flood, and Tower of Babel. That's a lot, and each is important. On God Is, we have invested serious time on the creation and the fall, Genesis chapters 2 through 4. We have referenced the flood and the Tower of Babel in order to keep up our pace in getting to Abraham. Each of these first 11 chapters form the foundation on which the other 39 chapters are built. Furthermore, when we consider what God is doing, we see that from the entire human race, emphasized in Genesis chapters 10 and 11, God now focuses our attention on one man and his family as the chosen people through which God will bring his redemption to all of sinful humanity. W.H. Griffith Thomas writes, quote, "It is the importance of Abraham in this connection that gives its meaning and importance to chapter 12 of this book. As the root to the stem, so are chapters 1 through 11 to chapters 12 through 50. And as the stem to the tree, so is Genesis to the rest of the Bible. It is the foundation, the explanation, the preface, the key to the rest of the Word of God." End quote. I love the imagery Dr. Griffith Thomas uses. And I just want to make sure we capture the value of what we will discover in this 12th chapter of our journey in Genesis. Here again before us is this one man, Abram. And with all this being said, let me read Genesis 12, verses 1 through 4a. I will just read the first part of verse 4. Genesis 12, 1 through 4. "Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him. What I invite you to please note is this. At the beginning of Genesis 12, the Lord speaks, and Abram listens. God takes the initiative with Abram, not the other way around. The name Lord there is Yahweh, the proper name for the God of Israel. And what fascinates me is that in Acts chapter 7 and verse 2, Stephen describes the Lord this way. He says, "The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham." The Lord is the God of glory. We should not fail to write that in the margin of our Bibles at Genesis 12:1. The Lord said to Abram, "The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham." And once again, we see how Genesis and Acts go together, how the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament go together. Who is God? God is the God of glory. What does that mean? In Scripture, the God of glory describes the greatness of God. The glory is descriptive of God's splendor and majesty, his magnificence. The glory of God captures how beautiful our Father in heaven really is. And to say the glory of God means that God defines glory. He is the very definition of this word. No one glories like God does. There is no creature in which there is any glory, especially as compared to the glory that is in God. And that is why we do not glory in ourselves. We do not glory in someone else, but we give God the glory due his name. Let's consider the Greek and Hebrew words used for glory. In Acts 7, verse 2, when Stephen says, "The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham," the word he uses for glory is doxa. Doxa. And that word means splendor and brightness. And then back in the Psalms, chapter 29 and verse 3, we read this, Psalm 29, verse 3, "The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the God of glory thunders." The God of glory thunders, and the Hebrew word for glory is kavod. Kavod. And it means glorious, it means splendor, and has the connotation of weight and significance. In other words, the God of glory is the God who is full of splendor and brightness. He is weighty and significant. Friends, Abram listens to the God of glory. And what a change for him. Abram was used to the false gods and goddesses of idolatry. They are all imagined and do not even exist. They have no glory, no weight, and no significance. As Isaiah 44 verse 9 says, those who fashion a graven image are all of them futile, and their precious things are of no profit. Isaiah chapter 44 verse 9. Abram, coming up out of Ur of the Chaldeans and Haran, where these massive ziggurats were, Abram and his small family on the road, following the God of glory. I mean, you want to talk about a change of direction? You want to talk about a radical encounter with the living God? This was really it. God is the God of glory, always and forever, no matter what he does. But catch this. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham. Acts 7 verse 2. And the Lord said to Abram, says Genesis 12, verse 1, holy God is on the move, taking action, and speaking to this one man. God plucked Abram out of obscurity and, as we will see, blessed him. Oh, did he bless him. I hope that you plan to be with us and then be with us as we get into Genesis chapter 12. Plan for it. Make it happen. I look forward to joining with you and all these other listeners each weekday right here as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.